We've previously mentioned the Rambam, Perek Vav Halachates. He writes as follows: Perek Vav Halachates, Davar She'ena Malacha Ve'ein Asir La'Aselse B'Shabbos El Mishim Shvus. So a Malacha D'Rabbanan, Mutar LiYisrael Lomar L'Goy La'Aselse B'Shabbos. You're allowed to instruct a goy to do a Malacha D'Rabbanan on your behalf on Shabbos. V'Hu She'esha Mixas Choli. Oh, yeah, Tzarech L'Davar Tzarech Harbe. Amenei Mitzvah. The Rambam has three categories where Amir L'Nachmi is Aser Anad Rabbanan. Either Mixas Choli, which we've discussed in the past, and we discussed Refuah V'Shabbos, or Tzarech Harbe, or Mibnei Mitzvah. Halacha Yud, Ketzad, Omer Yisrael L'Goy V'Shabbos, La'alos B'Ilon, Aloshit Apnei Amayim, you're allowed to instruct a guy to climb a tree or travel on a raft to bring you a shofar, a sack of the mila, or a knife for the mila, or maybe la michatzu lachatzer, shen ein eruv b'neya and mayim chamin, laharchit behem katan umitzta'er. You're allowed to bring hot water through a chatzer she'enem urebes on behalf of a katan umitzta'er. We'll come back to that lashon. L'chein kol koyose b'zeh. Okay, so for the moment, today we're going to focus on the mitzvah element, and we'll have to get back afterwards to discuss the middle category of tzarech harbe. So let's first address what we refer to as shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, the ability to have a nachri du malacha d'rabbanan on your behalf l'tzarech mitzvah. By the way, Rav Zilberstein in his sefer Malachim Umnayach and Hilchas Yemei L'Nachri says there's a mnemonic to remember the three categories in the Rambam. The mnemonic is matzah. Mem is for a mitzvah, tzadi is for tzar, and hey is for hefzin meruba. Okay. So where do the Rambam, how does the Rambam know that there's a heter of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? The Magen Mishnah points us to a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, Samach Zayin of Abayz, onto Samach Chesam and Aleph, discusses a baby who is nimal on Shabbos, and the shtapa chamimi, the hot water that was prepared for the baby, spilled, and there's a need to get new hot water. So Gemara discusses that you're allowed to have a nachri carry the water for you through a chatzer she'enem ureves, through an area where the iser hotza is only derabbanan. And the Gemara there on Samach Chesam and Aleph has the following phrase: "Dishani bein shvus d'espe maisa, l'shvus d'lespe maisa." There's a difference between a shvus with a maisa and a shvus without a maisa. And in that context, we allow the nachri to perform a shvus without a maisa. What does that mean? Shvus with a maisa, shvus without a maisa. The Rif explains. And this presumably is how the Rambam understood as well. Shvus de ispe maisa really means a shvus an a malacha de raisa. And shvus de lespe maisa is shvus an a malacha de rabbanan. So you can have a nachri perform the shvus is the amir l'nachri. So you can have a amir l'nachri on a malacha de rabbanan, not on a malacha de raisa, where warranted. And that's the basis of the Rambam shita, that a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Tosfos, the Gemara in Gittin Ches Min Beis, where the Gemara discusses the permissibility of a mir l'nachri in the context of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Can you have a nachri sign a or assist in the purchase of property in Eretz Yisrael at Shabbos? So in the context of that sugya, Tosfos Ches Min Beis Gittin, Dibur Maskel Afal Gav, Tosfos Gittin Chesam Beis, Dibur Maskel Afal Gav. Holds that the heter of Amir L'Nachri in the context of the Gemara in Erevin of the Shtapa Chamimi, that you're allowed to have the Nachri bring hot water for you on Shabbos through a Chatzer She'enem Urebes, that's unique to Mila. Doesn't apply to any mitzvah. Mila is unique because Mila is Hutter on Shabbos to begin with. Even though Mila involves Melachos D'Oraisa, So Shabbos is Sotar Bifnei Mila. So once that's the case, so then there are ancillary Heterim for Mila also of Shvus de Shvus. But Tosafot holds that's unique to Mila. It doesn't apply to Chol HaTorah Kula. Okay. The Tosis assumes the Shabbat Chamim is a model for any Dvar Mitzvah. The Rambam assumes the Shabbat Chamim is a model for any Dvar Mitzvah, and Tosis assumes it's limited to the context of Mila. Both the Rambam and Tosis agree that when it comes to Machshirei Mila, when it comes to anything necessary in the preparation to allow for Mila on Shabbos, so by Machshirei Mila, we only permit Amir Lenachri Ana Malacha Derabban. So the Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosis, is Bechlal, is there Heter of Amir Lenachri for Malacha Derabban on Litzarach Mitzvah in general? Mila definitely yes, Tzarach Mitzvah, Machlokas, Rambam and Tosis. But both Rambam and Tosis agree that in the context of Mila, we're only Matir a Malacha Derabbanan. We're not Matir for Machshirei Mila. We're not Matir Malacha Deraisa Ayidei Amir Lenachri. The Ran, however, the Ran and Ervin Nun Vav Amud Aleph sorry, the Ran and Shabbos. The Ran and Shabbos Nun Vav Amud Aleph Bedape Rif Dibra Maskel V'Ashkechan. And Dibra Maskel V'Nimsa begins at the very bottom of Nehemah Beis V'Dapei Rif, goes on to Nevav V'Mal V'Dapei Rif. The Ran quotes a Bahag that in the context of Machshirei Mila, you can even have a Nachri perform a Malacha D'Araisa. Says the Ran, Das Rabba Lachas Gedolos, Shematir and Amira Lenachri, Afilu Bidavar Sheyeshba Malacha Gemura, Gabi Machshirei Mila. So we permit Amira Lenachri for Machshirei Mila even by Malacha Daraisa. Lefishu Mefarish Hadar Minan, Gabi Yehu Yanuka, the Shabbat Chamimi, that Gemara and Ervin that we started with. Darmina Veloshani Lach Bein Shvus Dis Bein Maisa L'Shvus Deles Bein Maisa. The Kol Shvus Shenas Ayde Yisrael, the any Malacha done by Yisrael, that's called the Shvus Dis Bein Maisa. A Malacha Ayde Nachri, that's called the Shvus Deles Bein Maisa, because Yisrael's not doing a Maisa. It doesn't mean that the action doesn't involve a Maisa. It means the Yisrael's not doing a Maisa. So as opposed to the understanding that we were working with till now, that Shvus Isbe Maisa, Shvus Delesbe Maisa, is a code word from Malacha Deraisa versus Malacha Derabanan. The Ran goes from the Bahag, Shvus Isbe Maisa, Shvus Delesbe Maisa means who's doing the Maisa? Is the Yisrael doing the Maisa, or the Nachri doing the Maisa? If the Yisrael is doing a Maisa, that's called Shvus Isbe Maisa, that's Aser. If the Nachri is doing the Maisa, even if it's a Malacha Deraisa, that's going to be Mutter for Machshirei Mila.
Wasn't that the way we use the terms by Kol Shem Maisekan? Ein Bay Maisa Meant the Goy, Yesh Bay Maisa Meant the Yid. By Kol Shem Ein Maisekan. Didn't those terms come up for that?
The Gemara had Yis Bay Maisa and Les Bay Maisa there.
No, I think the Rush didn't. The Rush used those terms in the same way.
Don't remember where.
Okay,
we'll check.
That's so again the Rush.
I don't remember. Let's check. So that's what the Ran quotes from the Bahag, and this is essentially the position of the Bala Itter, who allows Amir Lenachri even by Malacha Daraisa with Tzarach Mitzvah. So that position of the Bala Itter which has honorable mention in Shulchan Aruch, and maybe we rely on under certain circumstances, we'll discuss on its own right later on. But just in the context of our starting point here for Shavus HaShavus HaMakom Mitzvah, there is that position Leran, according to Bahag, which presumably is the position of Baal Iter, that allows Amira Lenachri even on the Raisas B'makom Mitzvah. Then there's a fourth position in Rishonim to understand that Gemara in Erevin. The Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Rashba, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Rashba Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph and Shabbos quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that what's the distinction between the Shvus, the Isbe Maisa, Shvus, the Lesbe Maisa? The Isbe Maisa means that there is a Shinoi in the Chefsa that you're affecting through the Malacha. So any normal malacha will affect a shinoi to the chefsa, as opposed to hotzah. Hotzah is a malacha grua, doesn't affect a shinoi to the object. You carry something mirshus or shus, it doesn't change the composition, the nature of the object itself. So the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is distinguishing between a shvus isbe maisa, shvus to lesbe maisa. The malacha of hotzah is a shvus to lesbe maisa. There's nothing affecting the chefsa, which is subject to the malacha. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that Amir Lenachri is mutter litzarech mitzvah by hotzah, even on deraisas. Because hotzah is a malacha grua, it doesn't affect the shinoi b'chefetz. So that's a, on some level, at least le'inyan Amir Lenachri, a lower grade malacha. And therefore, Amir Lenachri is mutter by hotzah, even on a hotzah deraisa. Litzorech mitzvah. That position is generally not quoted lahalacha, but there is such a position in Rishon. What do we accept lahalacha? So take a look in Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hei. Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hei.
Right.
It says in Mechabi, we've read this before also. Davar she'ena malacha shin zayin hay. Davar she'ena malacha ve'ena asir la'asas v'shabes ele nishim shvus mutal yisrael lomer le'ena yehudi la'asas v'shabes v'hu she'yesh sham nitzas choli osh yeh tzarech le'davar tzarech harbe yomenei mitzvah. That's essentially the lashon of Rambam. Case that Amr Yisrael in Yehudi v'Shabbos Lalos v'Ilan, etc. So we just quoted that all from the Rambam. V'yesh Osrim. So the Stam in the Mechaber is like the Rambam. That Shvus to Shvus b'Makom Mitzvahs Mutter. Again, we'll get to Sarach Harbe later. So the Stam in the Mechaber is like the Rambam. That Shvus to Shvus b'Makom Mitzvahs Mutter. That you can Mi'ul Enachri on a Durabbanon is Mutter Makom Mitzvah. V'yesh Osrim. The Mechaber quotes the Yeshosrim. Who is that? That's the Tosfos in Gittin. The Heter Shvus to Shvus is only for Mila, not for other Sarech Mitzvahs. Says the Ramah, Ulekaman, Simin Tav Kuf Pei Vav, Pasuk Lahatir. What's Tav Kuf Pei Vav? That's in the context of Shofar. Tav Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Kaf Aleph. Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sif Kaf Aleph. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam alone. Here he quotes Tosfos of the Yesh Osrim. In Hilchos Shofar, Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sif Kaf Aleph, the Mechaber just quotes the Rambam, that if you don't have a shofar, you're allowed to have a Nachri violate a Malacha de Rabban on your behalf to procure a shofar on Shabbos, or maybe Yantiv. And he doesn't quote any chokim. Same thing in Hilchos Lulav. There the Ramah in Hilchos Lulav, Tav Reish Nun Hei just references the earlier psak of the Mechaber in Hilchos Shofar. In the Mishavur there points out Tav Reish Nun Hei Sifkat and Gimel, Tav Reish Nun Hei Sifkat and Gimel in the context of Lulav, that even though the Mechaber quotes both deis in Hilchos Shabbos is the Stam Yesh Omrim. In Lula, in Shofar, there's no such mention of the Tosos, and that's the Shita Samachaber Lalacha then is that we assume like the Rambam.
both of them focusing?
Well, it's all the same.
Can I get the Tosos and can I get the Baal Ezer?
Well, the Baal Ezer doesn't even make it to Mechabi here. We'll see the Baal Ezer quoted elsewhere when we get there, but yes. Right, then the Ramah then references the Baal Ezer, Ayin Le'el, Simen Reish, Ayin Vav, the Ishma Kil, Mafil, Vamlacha, Deraisa. That's where the Ezer makes it through the back door in the Ramah in Simen Reish, Ayin Vav, but that we'll get to probably next time. Okay. Now, what is the rationale for Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah creating a heter? Meaning that a single Shvus is Aser even B'Makom Mitzvah. Right? You can't have a Nachi violate Malacha Daraisa even B'Makom Mitzvah. And a double shvus is aser shalav b'makom mitzvah. Amil nachbi on a derbanan is aser shalav b'makom mitzvah. So why? What's the confluence of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah that creates a heter? Right? Isn't that essentially 0 + 0 = 1? A shvus, the shvus alone, doesn't create a heter. A shvus b'makom mitzvah doesn't create a heter, but a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah does. And Rabbi Willig has the following suggestion printed in Am Mordechai on Shabbos Simen Lamed Zayin that we mentioned briefly last time. The Gemara in Bav Metziah Daf Sadi in the context of Losasam raises the question as to whether Amir Lenachri is a Kala Torah Kula Halacha or is it limited to Shabbos. And the Gemara there isn't necessarily poshet l'shayla in absolute terms. So Rabbi Willig suggests that maybe the shayla is essentially as follows. We noted last time the two Rashis of Avodah Zarah Tesvav and Shabbos Kufnun Gimel as to whether Amir Lenachri is Aser and Shabbos based on Dabri Davar or Aser based on Shlichus with Nafkamina. So perhaps that's essentially the Shaila of the Gemara. If Amir Lenachri on Shabbos is based on Dabri Davar, so that's clearly a Shabbos issue. It doesn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. Dabri Davar is a unique halacha, divrei Kabbal on Shabbos. If Amir Lenachri is prohibited on Shabbos because of Dabri Davar, then that should be limited to Shabbos. There's no reason to extend it to Kol HaTorah Kula. If Amir Lenachri on Shabbos is prohibited because of Shlichus, that we say yesh shlichus lenachri lechumra, however that works, so then shlichus for an aveira applies beyond Shabbos. Then it makes sense that it should be a kol haTorah kula halacha, right? So if it's dabri davar only makes sense in the context of Shabbos. If it's shlichus is relevant potentially to kol haTorah kula. So to the extent that the Gemara isn't officially or definitively poshe l'shayla, it could be that what emerges is when it comes to the Araisas, if you have a Shaila of Amir Lenachri on a Araisa, then you're going to be Machmir and assume that it's based on Shlichus. If we're talking about Amir Lenachri on a Derabanan, so then B'chol HaTorah Kula, you could be Mekel. So taking that back to Shabbos, it could be that when we're talking about a Malacha D'Araisa and Issa D'Araisa, so then we're concerned both about the Shlichus aspect and the Dabri Davar aspect. And that's why Ana D'Araisa will extend Amir Lenachri to Kol HaTorah Kula. When it comes to an Issa D'Rabbanan, so maybe we're only concerned about Dabri Davar, not concerned about Shlichus. And Dabri Davar, given that that is a Divrei Kabbalah, Derabanan institution, so Lo Hamidu Divreiem B'Makom Mitzvah. So when it comes to Amir Lenachri on a Malacha D'Araisa, so then we're concerned about the Shlichus aspect as well, And even b'makom mitzvah, we're going to be machmir to prohibit amir l'nachri. If we're talking about a derabbanan, so if we're only basing ourselves on dabr davar is a pure derabbanan, so then b'makom mitzvah lo hamid d'vrayim. So that's perhaps why a shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah would be mutter, because there the only concern is dabr davar, and dabr davar may not have been promulgated b'makom mitzvah. Okay. Be that as it may, let's discuss some of the applications of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. So the Rambam's case, the first case in the Rambam, the first example, is that of shofar. Again, the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Omer Yisrael Lagoy b'Shabbos, Lalos b'Ilan, Allah Shiral Pnei Amayim K'day Lahavi Lo Shofar. So you're allowed to tell Anachri on Shabbos to climb a tree or row a boat in order to get you a shofar. And that's what it says in Shofan Arachir Shin Zayin Hay, the same Lashon. Omer Yisrael Eini Yehudi B'Shabbos La'alos B'Ilan La'avi Shofar L'Kova T'Giyas Mitzvah. Okay. So, at first glance, it would seem that even though it's true that Lemaisa, the application here, shouldn't be relevant because we don't blow shofar in Shabbos. So why is the Mechaber quoting this example of climbing a tree to get a shofar for Shabbos? So the Mechaber is just Noki Lashon Rambam. And the Rambam has no problem talking about shofar for two reasons. Number one, the Rambam is not limited to any particular time or place. The Rambam writes The Rambam Sefer is meant to be relevant across time. So even if at a given time we don't blow shofar, but there are times where we did blow shofar, and then it's relevant. And moreover, the Rambam himself holds that nowadays we blow, even nowadays, b'makom Beis Din, you can blow shofar on Shabbos. So for the Rambam himself, it is irrelevant. It may even be relevant halacha bizmanenu, where you have license b'makom Beis Din. Not that we have an official Beis Din, but if you had an official Beis Din, so then you'd be licensed to blow shofar even on Shabbos, even without the Beis HaMikdash. So that in of itself shouldn't pose a problem. The fact that the Mechaber is just Noki Lashon Rambam, and the Rambam, we understand the context of climbing a tree to get a shofar on Shabbos. However, they quote that the Rav Yaakov Emden, the Morav Tzia, raises a question with the Psak of the Mechaber here. Is why is the Mechaber quoting this din of Kiyas Shofar on Shabbos, of getting a Shofar on Shabbos, if we don't have Kiyas Shofar on Shabbos nowadays? So because of that concern, the Master Sashekel... Because it's a kana. What do you mean? It's a kana of.
You mean on Rosh Hashanah?
On Rosh Hashanah.
Oh. Basically.
It's a makom Beis Din. So the Master Sashekel here, Shin Zayin Sukkot and Ches, based on this concern that how are we talking about blowing shofar and Shabbos or getting a shofar and Shabbos, you don't blow shofar and Shabbos anymore. The Master Sashekel suggests that no, maybe the heter here is that you're allowed to have a nochri get a shofar for you on Shabbos to blow on Sunday, even though nowadays we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. But amir l'nochri would be mutar on Shabbos litzarech Sunday. So suggests the Master Sashekel Sifkat Nuches. And he says that's against the Taz. The Taz in Hilcha Shofar, Simon Taf Reish Nun Hei Sifkat and Beis, Taf Reish Nun Hei Sifkat and Beis writes that even though there's a heter of Amir Lenachri, to have a Nachri get a lula for you on Yontiv if you need it, that's only for that day. But let's say the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, and the second day is going to be Sunday. So you're not allowed to have a nachri go on Shabbos to get your lulav to use on Sunday. Because the heter, a shvusta, shvusta, malka mitzvah is only litzorech that day. So Masechta Shachar says, he's inclined to believe that the mechaber here is allowing you to send a nachri to get a shofar on Shabbos to use on Sunday, but he says that's against the Taz. And then he says, no, maybe even the Taz could agree. Maybe the Taz would distinguish between lulav and shofar, because shofar is a more enhanced essay de rabbin. It's more of a public mitzvah. Shofar is performed in a more public fashion. It's an essay de rabbin. It's performed typically for the whole community in one shot. People don't go home and blow their own shofar for themselves, as opposed to lulav, which is a more personal mitzvah. Even though lulav also has an element of essay de rabbin relative to other mitzvahs, but shofar is a more extreme essay de rabbin, the Master of Shalka thinks maybe even the Taz could agree that for a super essay de rabbin like shofar, you're even matir a meal and achri on Shabbos to provide a shofar for Sunday.
Even though Mechab is dismantling shofar, it's not a call between whether it's your shofar for, you know, your household, or your shofar for the shul.
Correct.
You know, that's a key for one person or hundreds of people.
Correct. Okay. But that's the heter of having enough we get a chetza shal mitzvah, be the shofar, be the lulav, on yantiv, definitely for use on that day, and maybe even for use on the next day. Shmir Shabbos points out, Perek Lamed Os Yud Zayin, this should apply to carrying a sitter also. If you don't have a sitter to use in shul, then you'd be allowed to have a nachri carry a sitter for you through an area that's only usher b'tiltum midrabanan for you to use on Shabbos. Okay. The next context of Shvusim Shvusim Malka Mitzvah is for Seudas Shabbos. Take a look at the Ramah in Simin Shin Kaf He Se'if Yud. Shin Kaf He Se'if Yud. Ramah writes, V'chei Nogu Heter Lomar Af L'Chathila Le'eno Yehudi Shin Kafayud, Lahavi Sheikhar or Shar Dvarim Derek Carmelis Oblo Erev. So some people had the practice of having a Nachri carry beer or other food objects through a Carmelis on Shabbos, or a Chasr Shein Merevis. The Alpha Pishayesh Lahachmir Bedavar Mikal Makam Ein Limchas Biadam Makilim Litzara Shabbos. So b'shas hatak, t'ha yesh lahakal b'amir le'eni Yehudi litzarech. So the Ramah here is referencing a minog where people would have a nachri carry food through a chatzar she'enim erevus or carmelis on Shabbos, even if that food was not essential for the seuda. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sifkatan Samach Beis. I'm going to start with Sifkatan Samach. Afavishi is lahachmir. The mitam shvus de shvus. Ein matirin lechachila rakut sarach gadol. All the dvar mitzvah gemura. So we're only matir ide shvus de shvus for a mitzvah gemura. Kigon shehut sarach hamashkele kiddush. If you don't have wine for kiddush, that would be mutter. To bring the chalat, to bring the hot food that you need for your Shabbos Suda. So that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a Dvar Mitzvah Gemura, as opposed to beer or the other foods that people were making on, which is more discretionary, less critical, and harder to argue that it's an absolute Dvar Mitzvah. Then he writes in Sivkat and Samach Beis, Litzara Shabbos, Kasvu Ha'achronim, Dimikal Makam Ein Lahakel Ela B'Sheichar V'Chayosibo Me'advar Matzvicha B'Shabbos she'asher liyos beladam ala bidoch etzas. So even the makilim are only licensed to be makel for something which is important for the Shabbos Suda that you don't really want to do without. You could manage without kiddush, you can't manage without. But there's a middle category of things that you really need, but you could manage without if push comes to shove, but it's not, you'd rather not manage without. Aval dvarim she'ein sar kol kach, could go and pay with v'chayose bo, ein lahakel, but something which is really not necessary, like fruit, or dessert, so then ein lahakel, even if you enjoy it. So he doesn't like the practice that some would send dessert to a guest or a chassan outside of the Erev. So the way the Mishnah presents it, it sounds like there are three categories. There is that which is absolutely necessary for the Shabbos, like Kiddush and Chalent. For that, you can be Madri, Amir, Lenokri, and Adrabanan without thinking twice. There's a middle category of things that are important for the Suda, but you can get by without, but you really rather not. And that, better not to be Mekel, but if you want to be Mekel, Yesh, Amad, Lesmoch. And then there's things that are totally discretionary, like fruit and dessert, which he doesn't think there's any hetter for allowing Amir Lenachri even on a Dirabban.
So Shnash is one of those things with the Tzatz?
You mean Shechar?
Shechar, sorry.
Yeah, that's... Again, this may all be dependent on the society. Rabbi Zilberstein, in his Melachim Umnayich, page Kuf Samaches, raises the question, where do you put Lech HaMishnah in this category? Is Lech HaMishnah an absolute requirement in Shabbos, or is it more the middle category where better to avoid Amir Lenachri? He thinks that Lech HaMishnah you could be Mekalan, but he's not sure about if you're Machmir in general for the having 12 Chalos like the Zohar and the Arizal. So, are you allowed to have a Nachri bring the 12 challahs for you if that's your general practice? So we all know the Gaon, there's Miyasha, the Zohar, and the Bavli, that 12 challahs doesn't mean 12 challahs, it means Lecha Mishnah times 3, and you cut each challah in half, so that gives you 12 pieces by the end of Shabbos. But, so he's not sure whether to be Matar or Mila Nachri to get your 12 challahs. Okay. So that Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samech, who lists Kiddush and Tashil Acham as the absolute essential items for a Suda Shabbos, as that which is definitely Dvar Mitzvah. So in Rabbi Cohn's Arskol book on Shabbos, or Simcha Bunim Cohn's book on Amir Lenachri, so he quotes. He points out in this context the Shaar HaTzion. Take a look back in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sifkatan Kaf Zayin. Reish Ayin Vav Sifkatan Kaf Zayin. Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion from the Prima Gadim. The Kol Asuda Chashuva Sudas Mitzvah. So that's in the context of what happens if the light goes out on the lights go out in the middle of the Suda. So can you have enough you light a candle for you? That's where the Bala Iter comes in, that we'll discuss probably next time. So the Mishnah Berurah there wrote that if you're ready to finish the Suda, even though you didn't bench yet, then you can have the Nachri turn on the lights. Because that's not B'Makom Mitzvah anymore. But the Shaar HaTzion says, from the Prima Gadim up to that point, that's still called a Sudas Mitzvah. So if you finished eating, that's not called a Mitzvah anymore. If you're still eating, that's called a Mitzvah. So does that mean that if that's called a Mitzvah through the end of the Suda, through dessert, so does that mean that dessert is considered enough of a Dvar Mitzvah to be Matir Amil and Achri. The Sharatin is Resh Ayin Vav, Sivkat and Kav Zayin. So Rabbi Cohn there quotes from Rav Gustman, who said that when the Mishnah Brura talks about a Taf Shel Chaim, it doesn't just mean the Chalent. It means anything that's an Iker part of the Suda, including the gefilte fish, and including the main course. Then he quotes from Rav Scheinberg, what if a person doesn't want to eat the main course? He only wants a potato kugel. So for him, he doesn't want the meat or the chicken, he wants a potato kugel. So he quotes from Rav Scheinberg that if a person only wants a potato kugel, then you could be meichel to have the nachri carry the potato kugel for you, if necessary. Then he quotes from Ramosha that Ramosha said the kugel and the salads and the drinks and the dessert are not included in the Ikar Suda, and you couldn't be matar amir l'nachri for that, so that would be basically the Mishnah Berurah's between the Mishnah Berurah's middle category and the Mishnah Berurah's third category. Now there is a, let's go back to Shin Kaf Hei. The Mishnah Berurah we skipped in Sivkat and Samach Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah said in that middle the Ramah says in that middle category, in the Sheker category, things that you really like but aren't absolutely necessary, there's what to rely on to have a Nahri carrier for you through a Chatzoshen Mereves or through a Carmelis. The Mishnah Berurah says in Samach Aleph, Lo Yitein Lo Akli Liyado, but if the Nahri is carrying something for you, you shouldn't give it to him directly. You shouldn't receive it from him directly. So the Yisrael shouldn't be the one doing the Akira or the Anacha. The Anacha is coming in with the pot of Chalin from the street. So you shouldn't let him give it to you directly, because there's a chashash, maybe that's going to constitute a Hanacha. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Lamed Funot Samach, Perek Lamed Ha'ara Samach, is a little bit confused what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at here. That if the Nachri is walking into your house, so then as soon as the Nachri stops, that's Hanacha. So what are we worried about? So must we be worried that if he's not going to stop, and you're going to take it from him directly, maybe that would constitute a Hanacha. So that we do find, he says, the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Zayin Sifkatan and Vav, Shin Zayin Sifkatan and Vav, in the context of a Nachri that delivers a letter for you on Shabbos. Michutz l'tchum. Mishnah Berurah says, Nunvav, Nagu Shalola Kabel Haigaris Miyadon Achriya, maybe Bishabbos, that if he's bringing a letter for you, don't take it from him directly. Ela Omelo Sheiniach Gabi Karko, Gabi Shochan, tell him put on the table. Kichoshashin, Shema Tarek Sheyamar Lafush, before he stops, Yitol Yisrael Haigaris Miyad, you're going to take it from him. The Nimso She Yisrael Yasa Gamar Ho Samir Shus Shus, Sheini Yehudi Asa Kira, Yisrael Hanacha. So we're concerned that you may be participating in the malacha by doing the hanacha. But Shmir Shabbos wonders, in our context, we're talking about there, maybe there's a Hotzah D'Raisa, who came from Michutz L'Tchum. In our context, we're talking about Hotzah D'Rabbanan, so does that really make sense? What are you worried about? Number one, that you're not allowed to take it from him even if he stopped, because maybe he'll take it from him when he doesn't stop. And maybe that's going to be a hanacha. So we're talking about Hotzah, Akira Hanacha, the Rabbanan anyway, and an additional chashash that maybe you're going to take it before he stops. So maybe these are too many steps or too many levels of concern, kind of gzera. So Shmir Shabbos wonders why this extra chumrah is really necessary. But okay. The Ramah has another context of Makom Mitzvah that allows Shavuos to Shavuos. Take a look in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, the Ramah writes, V'kol Shavuos Sheitiru Mishum Tzarech Mitzvah, Mutar Gam Kein L'Tzarech Orchim. That anything that's Mutar L'Tzarech Mitzvah is also Mutar L'Tzarech Hafnasas Orchim. V'lo Mikri Orchim, Elishin is Arku Etzlom Beso. Orcha means that they're sleeping in your house. Osha Zimin Orchim Shinus Arku Etzalachirim. Or there are guests that are sleeping somewhere else and eating in your house. Avakishin Zimin Chaveira Lissa Etzlom. But if you have your next door neighbor over for lunch, Lombikri Orchim. So that's not called Achnasas Orchim. Achnasas Orchim is someone doesn't have a place to stay and you're putting them up for Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. But if you're having your neighbor over for a meal, that's being neighborly, that's being nice, but that's ultimately Yasudis Rishus. That's not Achnasas Orchim. Take a look at the Mishabrus of Katan Ches, Litzarech Orchim, Shabbal Abayis. Hamizamnam osa mitzvah kamosh amr chazal the gedolach nasa orchim yosef ekbalas pnei shkina. So that gedolach nasa orchim yosef ekbalas pnei shkina, that's if you have people that have a place to stay, so you're putting them up, but not if you're having a neighbor over for a meal. So in the context of gedolach nasa orchim, so then that's a mitzvah. And if the oreach is lacking something, then you'd be allowed to send a nachri to find it for them through a carmelis or a chatzer she'ena mu'rabbis.
Okay. Even for the peiros.
I'm sorry?
Even for the peiros?
Even for the peiros if they need it. It doesn't sound like... I mean, the context sounds more like they don't have a blanket or something essential. Presumably the additional, to the extent that dessert is not considered litzorech mitzvah for your own suda, wouldn't be considered litzorech mitzvah for your guest's suda just because you're a guest. So presumably it's something that has a more objective tzorech. Okay, there's a famous Jew of the Chavis Yair, Simon Kuftes Vav, who was asked whether a Jew can hire a non-Jewish ferry driver to take him on a boat across the river in order to daven with a minyan on Shabbos. So he's on one side of the river, there's no minyan on his side of the river. He wants to go to shul on the other side of the river. The only way to cross the river is by ferry. So we're not talking about a motorboat where there's melacha d'oraisa involved. We're talking about a ferry, where the only concern is that the derabbanan of going on a non-motorized boat on Shabbos. So are you allowed to hire a non-Jewish ferry driver? Ferrier. Is there a better word for that? To ferry you to shul on Shabbos. So interestingly, the Chavis Yair says no. He says, davening with the minyan isn't such a mitzvah. It's not the kind of mitzvah that rises to the level that would be matir a shvus d'shvus. He quotes Maril in Hilchas Erevin, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Erevin. Magen Avraham is Taf Tes Vav Sif Katan Beis. Magen Avraham Taf Tes Vav Sif Katan Beis. The Magen Avraham quotes this Maharil that you can't, that davening b'tzibur on Shabbos is not sufficient justification to make an Erev Tchumen. In general, we assume that you can only make an Erev Tchumen l'tzorech mitzvah, and davening the minyan is not sufficient tzorech mitzvah. to make an Erev Tchuvin. Right, you're only allowed to make an Erev Tchuvin L'tzarach Mitzvah. And davening the minyan is not a sufficient Tzarach Mitzvah. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes in Ariel. And that's what the Chavis Yair Paskins Halacha Siman Kuf Tesvav. He did not allow the person to hire the non-Jewish ferry driver to ferry him to Shul on Shabbos. Rav Zilberstein, in his Malachim of Nayach here, page Kuf Ayin Aleph, just points out that this is a little bit difficult in Svara, that a Suda Shabbos is considered Tzarach Mitzvah. Right? Even to bring the Chalent is Tzarach Mitzvah. And to daven with the minyan is not Tzarach Mitzvah. Or even more so, he doesn't point this out, but we pass in Shulchan Aruch the Trumas HaDeshen, that going for a walk, for pleasure, is enough of a tzarach mitzvah for Erev Tchuvin purposes. So the Maril is a little bit hard to understand, says Rav Zilberstein. He points out that the Prima Gadim apparently argues on the Chavetz Yair. Prima Gadim in Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel Sifkat and Ches, Tav Reish Yud Gimel Sifkat and Ches in the Eshel Avram, Prima Gadim Tav Reish Yud Gimel Eshel Avram Sifkat and Ches writes as follows. Lavor b'Shabbos d'Sfina Ketana l'Dvar Mitzvah. So he's talking about traveling on a boat to go to a minyan. And he says that we're not matir shvus to go to a minyan. So the Jew himself can't travel on a boat, can't drive the boat, steer the boat, to make it to a minyan. But mashva, he's only concerned by a single shvus. But a shvus to shvus would be mutter. And the Pinyan Gadol says the Jew can't drive the boat himself, steer the boat himself, to go to Minyan, because that's, we're not matur nisva derabanan to go to daven with the Minyan. But a shvus to shvus sounds like would be mutter. And the Shaar HaTzion quotes this Prima Gadim lahalacha in Simen Tav Reish Yud Aleph Sifkat and Kaf, Tav Reish Yud Aleph Sifkat and Kaf. So Rav Zilberstein does note that Chavis Yar notwithstanding, but in light of the Prima Gadim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Zilberstein does note that to be matir Amira Lenachri, in order to Anadurabanan, to go to Shul. Right? If that wasn't the case, then there'd be no heter to have a Nachri transport a wheelchair bound person to Shul on Shabbos. B'makom Carmelis, where there's no Erev, not a Rishus HaRabim, right? In general, the minig is to allow that. Now this may relate to the bigger question of how absolute Chiyav is Tefillah B'Tzibur anyway. Lashon Mechaber, Simen, Sadi, Se'if Tes, Simon Sadi Se'if Tes, is Yishtadel. So Mechaber says Yishtadel to daven with a minyan. What does Yishtadel mean? So you could read Yishtadel as you should try. But how hard do you have to try? Try is not absolute chiyuv. So that's what the Chavis Yar seems to be inclined to. The Chavis Yar seems to minimize the strength or the severity or the absolute nature of the chiyuv of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Ramosh has a tshuva, Chelet Beis Simen Kav Zayin, Chelet Beis Simen Kav Zayin, Ramosh assumes that no, there's an absolute chiyuv, And he minimizes yishtadel. Yishtadel doesn't mean you should try. It means that it doesn't mean that there isn't an absolute chiyuv. And the fact that there are certain restrictions that you only have to go 4 mil in front and 1 mil backwards doesn't mean that it's not absolute chiyuv. Just even by chiyuvim, there are limitations to how much you have to expend to perform an essay. Okay. This also comes up, the question of Shvusa Shismaka Mitzvah, in the context of Sukkah. Mishbura writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Tuf Reish Lamed Zayin Sivkatan Aleph, Tuf Reish Lamed Zayin Sivkatan Aleph, that if your Sukkah falls down on Sukkos, on Yantiv, or Shabbos, then you're allowed to have enough, you put it back up for you. Okay, Sukkah falls down, you can have enough, you put it back up. Rav Zilberstein on page Kuf Samich explains that this is going with the Shita of the Bali Tosos, Tosos on Daf Tzadi Hei in Shabbos, the Mishmur is talking about Yontiv, not Shabbos. The Mishmur says if a Sukkah falls down on Yontiv, you can have a Nachri put it back up for you. So Rav Zilberstein explains that this is based on the Shita of the Bali Tosfos in Shabbos Tzadi Hei, that Binyan on Yontiv is only Aser Midirabana. Because as far as the Daraisa goes, there's a Mitoch. Mitoch, Shahutra, Binyan for Megabin. Cheese making is a form of Bona. So Min HaTorah Bona and Yontiv is Mutter. It's only Aser Derabana. So then I have a Shvus to Shvus. But Malka Mitzvah, so then I can have a Nachri repair my fallen down Sukkah on Yontiv, because that's a Shvus to Shvus B'Malka Mitzvah. And even though the Rambam is Machmir that Bona B'Yontiv is Asmin HaTorah, but you can be Messiah if the Sheet of the Baal Iter here as an additional sniff, even if you're Choshi for the Rambam, you can rely on the Iter that is Matir Malacha D'Raisa L'Tzarech Mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah Tafresh Lamed Zayin Sivkatan Aleph. It says that if the Sukkah falls down on Shabbos, big storm, Sukkah falls down, on Yontif, sorry, big storm, Sukkah falls down, you could have a Nachri rebuild it for you on Yontif. Another Mishnah Berurah, Simen Taf Kuf Kavav Sivkatan Beis, Taf Kuf Kavav Sivkatan Beis, where you quote from the Prima Gadim was Mistapek, whether you're allowed to tell a Nachri to build a Sukkah for you on Yontif. And he leaves that with a Tzarachia. So again, Taf Reish Lamed Zayin Sivkatan Aleph talks about the Sukkah fell down. Taf Kuf Kavav Sivkatan Beis talks about telling the Nachri to build a Sukkah for you L'chachila. So Rav Zilberstein points out that could be the difference is as follows. That if you're telling a Nachri to build the Sukkah for you L'chachila, that clearly involves Malachas D'Raisa. He's going to have to chop wood. He's going to have to do Malachas D'Raisa. If you're talking about a Sukkah that fell down that you're putting up again, so there, the entire process may only involve Malachas D'Rabbanan. But more fundamentally, or getting more to the point, in the Sefer HaSukkah, Rabbi Weisfish, which just came out in a new edition last year, in the classic Kitzer book at Hilchos Sukkah, so he points out that there seems to be a steer in Prima Gadim himself. Because on the one hand, the Prima Gadim, Eshel Avram, Taf Reish Kavav Sivkatan Ches, Eshel Avram Tafresh Kavav Sivkatan Ches, Prima Gadim says that you shouldn't allow a Nachri to put up Schach for you on Yantif. That's one Prima Gadim. And then there's another Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim has a collection of Tshuvas called Tshuvas Megidos. So in Tshuvas Megidos, Simon Kuf Tes, he writes that he was once home for Sukkot, and he relied on what he terms the lazy workers to put up the sukkah, and the lazy workers did not do a good job putting up the sukkah. So on the first night of Sukkot, which fell on Shabbos, the whole sukkah fell down, and the members of his household asked the Nachri to put up the sukkah again, and he didn't protest. He didn't ask the Nachri himself, but he didn't protest against the activities of the Bnei Abayis who asked the Nachri. And he writes that in that case he relied on the Baal Iter, that here b'mako mitzvah he relied on Amir l'Nachri even for Malachos d'Araisa. So in the printed Shuvas Megidos, which was published relatively recently, the publisher has a commentary on the bottom called the Meged Yehuda. So he explains that he thinks the difference between the Prima Gadims is as follows. That in the case where you put up the sukkah properly on Erev Sukkot, and through no fault of your own, even though he attributes the collapse to the lazy workers, but you did your ishtalis, you put up a sukkah. So there, if push comes to shove, there's lots to be makel on to allow for Amir l'Nachri to put it back up. But if you didn't put up the sukkah to begin with, now you're holding by Leil Sukkot, and you don't have a sukkah, so now you're asking the shayla, can you gesundheit tell a Nachri to put up a sukkah for you from scratch? So that the Prima Gadim was not prepared to allow. And the Sefer Sukkah points out that you see the Prima Gadim in the Tshuva was willing to be makel even on Daraisas, even on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah is only makel on Yontiv. The Prima Gadim himself, in the Tshuva that the Mishnah Berurah presumably never saw because it hadn't been published yet, there he's makel even on Daraisas. Again, in the context of the Tshuva, he says that he wasn't mocha in the Bnei Abayis. It doesn't necessarily mean that he would have done it himself. So it could be, as far as not be mocha in the Bnei Abayis, maybe there he relied on the Baal Iter. Okay, let's stop here. And next time, we will discuss Shvus de Shvus b'makom Hefsin Beruba, Shvus de Shvus b'malacha malacha she'en esrichu legufa, cover the brios, and then we'll move on to the Baal Iter.